This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What do you want to do with them?
Yeah, well, Kenny, I do totally understand. Any fan today, they've heard this for three straight years, right? So that stuff doesn't really mean anything to them. Like, I do think Donovan, he stayed in the arena last night. He stayed out there on the floor, I guess, for like 45 minutes after the game. And he went and they went in the locker room. Then he came back out, I guess, and sat down in a seat, kind of soaking it all in. You know, I wasn't there to see that because I was over in the atrium. But that was, I don't know if you thought that was noteworthy at all, but very different from last year. We were wondering about his future. Is he going to resign and all that stuff? Like, he's a Cavalier. Obviously, what, does he have a player option after next year? Again, just to kind of keep the options open and put the heat on the team? Or was it after the following year, Owen? But either way, nobody was, like, devastated. Like, Atkinson was very, again, processing it all. He's not an overreactor. He's not an excuse maker. I do wonder. I did see there was a split among the fans, injuries as an excuse or as a justification. Where do you land on that? Like, had they have had Garland from minute one? When I saw Garland last night, I thought the physical turned into the mental. I thought he was the guy that the physical stuff got to him. Again, he had a couple trips down the floor where he just fell down, where he stumbled over his feet. And then he had a bounce to his step, but he was getting to the basket and then biffing the layup. Or he had step back, good. His nasty step back created space, three ball, wouldn't go in. And then it just, that collapse in the third quarter where nobody could do anything. Big part of that was Darius just not being able to score. And I was like, man, he looks better physically, but now I wonder if it's mental with him. And then what, lo and behold, after the game, everybody's talking mental.
216-474 to below 92.
So is it justification?
Oh, you're asking me a question?
Or is it an excuse?
Real quick, Donovan has two more seasons.
Two seasons, okay.
And then he has an option.
Well, that's important.
I know I want to talk tough. Again, you can only do with what you have. He's slight. So, yeah, I'd love to talk tough and say it's an excuse and it's BS and you can't be saying these things. But I know he's diminutive. So it becomes, as you say it, or as you, the word you gave it, it's a justification. It's a justification that they are not where they need to be, and I don't know if they're ever going to get to where they need to be. I mean, it's been 18. I mean, it's been 6-7 years now. I mean, we've been very patient with this, and these things aren't built in a day, obviously, and you went through the lotto, and a lot of guys had to mature and all the other stuff. I get that's all fine and dandy. I get that. But now we are at the mature point of this team, and they are not where they need to be. They are not. They are a great regular season team. But I think that now, you know, when you first go from terrible basketball to the way they started a few years ago when they really started to make the turn into what a better team is, Like, these were fun. It's not fun now. This isn't fun. This sucks. And so now you look at it and say, what needs to change? Because it's not, if anything, something is going to have to change. If and they don't do it just because of the fans. I look at it and go, if you want my respect isn't the word. If you want my attention, if you want my trust, I think is probably the big word today for me. If you want all that, that I think that next year will be different, something's going to have to change. But I don't know how they make that change. I don't want to just, well, get rid of them all. To hell with it. I don't want to just bring in a bunch of tag teams because we won't win any more games. We'll lose a bunch of games, but hell, we'll go down fighting. Okay, fine. I do like playing for something like this team was playing for something. I'd rather be disappointed and hurt than a 19-win team praying for lottery balls. That sucks. And doing ping pong ball on the hopper radio. That's worse. So I dig where they're at, man, but damn it. Something's going to have to give. And I'm not even, you know, like, if Darius was 6'8", it's like, buddy, you got to go. I don't know what else to tell you. Everybody's banged up. And I've said that about other players, but I'm going, hey, he is what he is now. He's 6'2". He's a slender man. He gets banged up, and teams know that they can just ragdoll him, and he's going to get hurt, and we're going to have a problem. So what else is there to do? It is a justification. I'm just seeing the truth of what it is. So, doesn't mean that I got to keep him.
So I know we'll get to the phones because I can't wait to get reaction from people because it was all over the map yesterday. But the Boston Celtics example is so interesting because every year there was discussion between breaking up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum every year. Now they have been in the league, so this is Jaylen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
LeBron's ninth year. This is Tatum's eighth year, which is crazy because they're still young. They both came in the league very young. So they've been together that long. They never broke them up, but you know what they did do? They got rid of the heart and soul of the team, Marcus Smart, and made a gigantic trade that was controversial at the time to go get an oft-injured player in Kristaps Porzingis, who was seen as not a tough player. And then they basically waltzed to a title last year. So it kind of gives you, that's just one blueprint. Which guys are you keeping together and what's the aggressive move? And add to the fact that it's harder to make that aggressive move given the new salary cap setup, which we'll get to either today or every day the rest of the offseason. Because my God, did we gloss over when they changed the CBA how hard it was going to be for teams like the Cavs who were way above the cap and going and getting DeAndre Hunter complicated it so much more, which is another thing we're going to have to revisit if that move made sense when all is said
and done. Hey, people want to tie Jerome to play for a hometown discount. You might have to ask him to play for free. Judas Priest. Yeah,
it is crazy.
It ain't good,
but
man.
We'll get to that. I do want to get to the phone.
Isaac and Shaker Heights, you're first up on the fan. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning, man. Good morning. I think you're talking with emotions this morning, Ken, and I'm going to tell you why. Because For instance, do you trust Kenny to run your show by yourself if you're gone? Would you trust him?
You mean Owen?
No.
Or Lima?
Would you? I mean, Anthony,
I don't trust myself. No.
Well, I better try. Better trust Tone Lima, to run the show.
Get Lima, the names right.
Would you trust Lima? I got it wrong. So
I have to trust Lima. Yeah, why?
Well, no, you don't have to. Do you trust him? Right?
Yes, I do.
He
yes,
trusts
do.
Me more so than I got so married and had kids. So, he trusts so me
that's
more.
That's not actually. No, that's not true. I trusted you before. I don't want to sit here and talk about the show, Isaac, but here I am. I mean, again, I've said it a million times. He picks 95% of the stuff we talk about, so I have to trust him.
Now, Mitch, I don't know if I trust Mitch.
I do not trust Mitch whatsoever.
Now, we had the Meredith Owen scuffle yesterday on the podcast.
I wouldn't trust Dwayne Wade. I wouldn't trust Isaac Okoro. I wouldn't Sam Merrill. This is your problem. These guys can't play and get their own shot. These guys, Nimhard from the Indiana Pacers and everybody else, made shots. Cavs didn't make shots. They didn't make shots because Wade didn't shoot. Okoro can't shoot. Merrill is sometimey. Donovan's not going to trust these guys either. That's the point, but he's not going to put them on the spot. He made 35 points last night playing on a gimp leg. Mm-hmm. Darius Garland I can trust because Darius Garland can get his own shot. Even though he might be a liability defensively, he still can score 20 points a game. Dwayne Wade and all these other guys can't score.
I talk about Mitchell, again, Mitchell's a fine player. He's a great player, and I'm glad we have him here. And I know I sound like an emotional basket case at times and unhinged, but I'm being as clear as I possibly can. Like when Owen put me through the paces in the first segment, he's not LeBron James. There's only one LeBron. There's only one Giannis. There's only one guy who can drag a collection to the next round. And I'm sorry, he's not able to do that. And that doesn't mean I want to trade him. I do not want to trade him. I'm willing to see and hear everything for the first time. So if that were to include Donovan, okay, I'll listen to it. If you could finagle a move for something incredible, which I don't think you really can. But I have to look and really inspect all the other pieces around this guy. Because he simply is going to need more. Because if he can't drag them like the other guy can, when guys are injured, we're just going to keep running into this wall.
Is he ever going to be able to drag him there?
I don't believe so, no.
Then we got to find somebody that can.
I don't know if you have to. I don't know if you have to find somebody to replace Donovan. I think you might have to find other pieces to replace other people. And I am definitely open-minded to all those. Because I like his spirit, and I like that he likes the city, and I like that he's a tough basketball player, and he's a great basketball player. They don't just fall off of trees.
Isaac Okoro likes the city.
Isaac Okoro to the nearest airport. I'll drive him to Burke. I don't care. To get rid of Isaac Okoro and bring in somebody else, that is no hair off my ass. I don't care about that. But when I'm talking about Donovan, I don't want to just replace a guy because I'm mad because they embarrassed us. I need to make a clear-headed decision. Now's not the time for me to make full-on decisions. Now's the time for me to listen to some of the thoughts that are out there. So again, all the names that we're bringing up, go ahead. Go right on ahead and do it. But in certainty, I can't do that until the offseason, and thank God I can't do that in the offseason because I'm sure by the time the finals come around and some of this dust is settled, I can go, okay, I'm willing to not move on from this guy or that guy. I'm willing to make this trade if it were to come down to it with Donovan. But I'm mad right now. I'm mad. But I do know in my heart of hearts, I know that he's a guy who starts this. But he's not a guy who can carry them all across. And I think in his heart, he knows that. Coming up at 9, Jason Lloyd. I want to get to you guys. 216-474-0092. Are injuries an excuse or are they a justification? Ken Carmen, Tone Master General, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.